You're tuned into Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. This year, Roy and Tara Brown will be spending Christmas at the Abraham Connection Homeless Shelter in Delta, Colorado. Here Roy tells us how they ended up there.
We lost our home about a year ago, and we ended up getting separated for about 4 or 5 months, and she came to Delta to be with her mom, and I tried to make it in Vegas, and that just didn't work. Right. We just kept falling deeper and deeper into the holes, and then we got back together here, and I didn't even know there was a shelter here. The first night I came back, I slept in the woods and froze. Oh, no. And the next day, someone said, you should try the Abraham Connection. And I did, and it's a life changer. It's a life changer. It's been an amazing experience.
The Abraham Connection provides emergency overnight winter housing to homeless families, women and men in Delta County. The shelter is open from mid-October through this spring and serves meals to anyone in need.
First time homeless. Uh-huh. First time. Always had a good job. Was a captain in the Air Force, retired 20 years ago, always worked. We fell into some bad habits, made bad decisions, and we just lost it all. And we stupidly thought it would take about 2 weeks to bounce back, and that wasn't the case. We just got in deeper and deeper, and we really had nowhere to go. If it wasn't for this place, we would have nothing, mm-hmm. you know, and now we work, and on the first of next month, we'll have our own place. So we're pretty jazzed about it. Right. We're pretty happy people. Yeah.
Abraham Connection board members Cheryl Ultrenbruns and Lance Boren joined us to discuss the shelter and how they became involved as volunteers.
So we're a temporary overnight shelter. We do night-to-night shelter from October 15th through the 30th of April. We provide meals. We also provide case management services to help people get back on their feet. And then in a little bit of community service, which helps build resumes, helps people make connections in the community. And then if they need clothing, we have a partnership with the Raising Hope Thrift Store where people can go down and get warm clothing, clothing for interviews, that sort of thing.
And how many people does this shelter serve in a year, would you say?
Last year, we served 97 different individuals. I know that this year we're probably on track to maybe double or close to triple. I can tell you bed nights last year, we did 2,434 bed nights. From October 15th through the 30th of November this year, we have done 810 bed nights.
So I remember when the Abraham Connection started. What was it, about like 7 years
Seven.
Ago? Yeah. How has this shelter grown? Because I believe it started in a church basement, and you've expanded, and you had this building happen last year around this time.
Through the 7 years we've had the Abraham Connection, we've started, like she said, in the basement of the church. We were there for 6 years, and 1 year ago, I believe today, we opened into our new facility here. We wouldn't have been able to do it without all the generous support of our community here, the Delta County residents, and grants that we've received. And that's how we are today. We've grown from a few people a night to we're averaging probably 20 people each night now, serving meals and shelter during the night.
And what made you want to get involved with this organization, Lance?
The reason that I was involved is I just felt it was a calling to help people. And if I can be able to help them get off the street and become a resident with a home and all in the society, I feel that's a great accomplishment that we can achieve.
What has this experience given you?
It's given me hope for people. It's given me, it opens my eyes to other life than myself out there. Being raised and not really wanting anything, and then coming here and seeing people that all they have is what's in their backpack. It's, yeah, that's what it's given me. I don't know, something.
Get a different perspective.
A perspective of life.
Yeah. How about you, Cheryl? What led you to be involved here, and then what has it given you?
So I've been with this organization since the very beginning, and I think I was just led to this based on my background. I am a social worker, and what we first got involved, my husband and myself, helping an old friend, and we helped him kind of get back on his feet, get into assisted living, and it just kind of mushroomed from there, and so he and I both have been involved since then. I think I always get back more than I give down here. Sometimes, you know, I just feel so grateful when I leave here that I was able in some small part to make life better for somebody, even if it's just for one evening.
And I'm also here with Roy and Tara Brown, who relocated here from Las Vegas and have been staying at the shelter.
Yes, yeah. Yes, we have.
Can I ask you, what were some of the challenges when you first had to ask for help? How do you get past that initial, you know, yeah, I need help?
You got to put down your pride. You got to ask for help because you're not going to get anywhere without help. Being on the streets, you can't do it. You have to worry about where you're going to sleep, where you're going to eat. So you don't have time to go and look for work. You don't have time to go and get clothes or money to get clothes for jobs and interviews. And being here, they helped us with that, and they've helped us with clothes, and it's a good place. I like it. Mm-hmm. We're working, and so because of here, we're working. So we're excited about that, and we got a place, and yeah.
In terms of getting back on your feet, mm-hmm. and getting a job and getting to the place where you have to be at the shelter anymore, how has this place, what are the resources that have been available to you?
I would say a bed, first and foremost. Yeah. A warm place to sleep, a good night's sleep is very important. A meal. It's hard to think right when you haven't eaten for 3 or 4 days. And you can talk to any board member about anything, and they're on it. They're very proactive. They don't just talk the talk. They walk the walk, you know. And their motto is a hand up, not a handout. And we like that a lot because they've never given us a handout. They've just given us a hand up. And they make things possible. If this shelter does work, you know, in 2 months, we've turned it all around. And in 1 more month, we'll be right back where we were, and we're not doing this again. Because we're just homelessness. It's a horrible, horrible situation. And it's cold and it's lonely, and we feel a lot of love here, and we're grateful for that.
They treat you like family, yeah. And it can happen to anybody. You just got to work. You just got to want to do it. And this is what this place is for. And if you follow the rules and do what it is for, you can do it.
You said you were struggling with some addiction at some point.
Yes.
Are there services and resources here for people who are struggling with addiction?
There really are. If not here in town, at least on the Western Slope, most people aren't looking for them. That's just my experience. Most people like to get high. And we're clean. We're clean and sober, so I can't speak from their perspective. But some people seem to make that a lifestyle. And everything else seems to come second, third place. I don't understand that motivation at all. There's a lot of addiction out there, unfortunately. And I think that's a whole different subject, though.
Do you think, though, that that is why a lot of people become homeless?
Not in our case. We were arrogant. And we had too much pride, and we thought we had the world wrapped around our finger, and it took no time at all to fall. And once again, we thought it would take 2 weeks to climb back up, and here we are a year later, and it's not like that. The longer you're on the streets,
you're going to want to do the drugs.
Yeah. And
because nobody wants to help. Nobody wants to help. And I'm speaking from being coming from Las Vegas, nobody there wanted to help, and there was lots of people on the street doing drugs. Because they couldn't get off the street. And so luckily for us, we came here, and we haven't touched it since because they helped us get up off the street. When you're on the streets alone, you think nobody cares, and so they're going to fall deeper and deeper. And we got the staff and the volunteers here who are wonderful, and they care. And so because of them, we're clean.
Are there kids here? kids that stay at the shelter?
We have had a family staying with us for about a month, so we do accept families. We have a separate sleeping area that families can come in.
And, you know, Delta County is one county in Colorado that's pretty poor, struggled with poverty here. Why do you think that is, and how can people, what do you think we're going to do to climb out of that?
You know, I think the strength of Delta County is in the people. I think it comes down to the fact that I don't have to be here every single night. I can drive by and realize that I've got 15 or 20 volunteers who have shown up and made sure that the doors are open, that the bedding is clean, that we have meals to serve to people, that we can do our intake. When we have a need, it shows up. And sometimes I don't even have to verbalize that. I just think to myself, you know what, I really need to go buy ice melt, and I will come down, and there it will be. Somebody has just donated that to us. It happened with the funding of this shelter. When the state approached us and said, you know, we've got a little bit of money we would like to give to help you get into your own building, and they funded about 40%. But this community stepped up, and the donations just kept pouring in, and we were able to fully pay for this shelter that we're sitting in right now. And it happened because of the community. And I think that when you're from a poor community, you become a lot more resourceful, and you figure out how to do things.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to say to people out there who've needed help before, that are maybe in this county that don't come here? Like, what are misconceptions, I guess, about coming to a shelter?
I think the answer is just come down and visit with us, visit with the people who come and access the shelter and the volunteers. It's a difficult first step to make, but I think once people come in, we can help them.
And what can people in this area do to help if you want to come down and volunteer or donate? Or
so we're primarily volunteer driven. We are always looking for volunteers. We need volunteers to do not just the shift work, but to help with meals, to help with fundraising. You know, specifically right now what we're needing is maybe somebody to come down once a week and take our blankets to the laundromat and get them washed. That's something really simple to do. We need somebody to maybe frame a couple of quilts to put in here to help with the sound at night. Again, the fundraising, we have a volunteer training coming up December 11th. It'll be here at the shelter, 480 Silver Street at 3 p.m. It takes about an hour and a half, so people are welcome to come down. In terms of donations, easy things to donate. We go through a lot of chapstick, disposable razors, the travel size deodorants. We can always use coffee and hot chocolate mixes, the lemonade mixes. We have on our website our full wish list. And then the monetary donations go to just, you know, paying for utilities and insurance and that sort of thing down here.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have planned for the holidays, because I'm sure that's an important time for people to not be out on the streets, basically.
We have a Christmas tree. Hopefully our meal preparers on Christmas Day will prepare them a nice Christmas breakfast, and then that evening a Christmas dinner. Hopefully that will happen.
What do you think is the most effective, what are some of the most effective things that you've seen while you've been here that help people really get back on their feet? I mean, permanently. What do people need to keep going?
I think what they need is just a little bit of hope, and I think that's where our strength is down here between our volunteers and our board. I can't say enough about the board of directors of the Abraham Connection. It's nine people, and on any given night there will be at least one, if not five or six of us down here just ensuring that the building is safe and that our people inside are safe. And I think it's just simply a matter of recognizing that we all have a little bit of self-worth and everybody down here is important.
Mm-hmm. I think that if you give someone a responsibility or they feel like they're needed in society, I believe that's a little bit of hope that they can continue on and maybe get out of the shelter on into their own permanent living and just give them a purpose in life.
How were homeless families and people being, what was happening to them before the Abraham Connection here in Delta?
What was happening is that they were either couch surfing, living with families, or in the event of single people, they were actually being transported to Grand Junction to the Homeward Bound program.
And again, I've been speaking with Cheryl Olchenbruns and Roy Brown and Tara Brown and also Lance Boren, who are all here at the Abraham Connection in Delta, Colorado. Are there resources in terms of like getting, like going to the doctor and that kind of thing?
We have a nurse practitioner through the Community Wellness Clinic who will come down anytime we need her to and provide some sort of medical oversight. And then we can send people, we'll help them get referrals to local physicians in the county if they need medical attention. We also have, just in terms beyond the medical piece, we work very well with other agencies in this county, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Center for Independence, food banks, just in order to provide more resources for people and help them get back on their feet.
What does education have to do with homelessness?
I don't feel that it had anything to do with homelessness. We have people here with masters that are homeless, and we have people that are probably didn't graduate high school that are homeless. So it's really, education has, I don't feel, anything to do with being homeless.
What do you think, is it just a different path that everyone takes to finding themselves in that position?
I guess sometimes people get lost in the everyday society and they're sort of left out of everything and they don't know where to turn or what to do to get out of that slump.
I think life is overwhelming as it is. I mean, you think about how difficult it is to get yourself up and out the door and dressed, ready to go to work. And if you have a family and trying to get everybody together, it takes a lot of effort. And sometimes if you're just so overwhelmed and some event happens, it's very difficult to try to pull yourself up if you don't have the family support or the community support or somebody helping you along the way.
Yeah, and another reason why people are homeless is not just because of drugs and stuff. There's people who don't want to work that are homeless. There's people that have done drugs that don't want to work. There's people who can't pay their bills that got kicked out of their places to live is the reason why they're homeless. There's different reasons why people are homeless. And like I said before, it's hard. It's hard to get jobs and to build yourself back up when you feel like nobody cares, you know, because it's not all about drugs and we're not all bad. We don't all do drugs, you know, so if you see someone out on the street homeless, don't assume that they're a bad person because you don't know what their story is. You don't know why they're there. It could be because they lost someone they loved and they don't know how to move on from that.
I also find, like, you can work full-time. You could work two jobs full-time and still not be able to make ends meet.
Exactly.
So that there's...
Isn't that crazy? My father had one job, six kids, a wife, and two cars, an RV, a nice big house. And it was... My mother didn't work. She was a housewife. And he made it happen. You know, two carts of groceries were $60 rolling out. And... man, that dog don't hunt anymore. It's done, you know. So the world has moved on, and it's kind of scary. It really is, because you can work 3-4 jobs and not even come close to making what you need to. Mm-hmm. We're gonna make it though. We got faith. We have nothing but faith and hope.
What do you want to do for work?
We have a job. We work for Arby's. They're opening a new Arby's here in. The only question we ever get is, when do they open? They'll be open this Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Y'all come down and see us. Arby's took a chance on us, and we're nothing but grateful for that. But these guys let us get showered up and shampooed, and you know, it's because of them that we got this job.
So what do you guys want to do in the future? What are sort of your dreams as far as how you'd like to go from here?
All we want to do is grow old together. We want a small place, and we want a television, and we want to cuddle up and cupcake at night and just grow old together. That's all we want to do. And Delta's the place we're going to do that because they've been nothing but kind to us. This is a good, decent community, and it's all because of the Abraham Connection. We're more grateful than anyone will ever know. We're on our way. We're on our way, and that's all we intend to do for the next 20, 30 years is just grow old together. We really feel at home here, and we love the community, and thank you for the Abraham Connection. It's been a godsend, and we appreciate it more than they'll ever know.
And I just want to say thank you to the staff. They're wonderful, and to the volunteers for taking their time to come down here and volunteer and helping us.
We've been speaking with volunteers and residents at the Abraham Connection Homeless Shelter in Delta, Colorado. For more information about the shelter and to find out about how you can volunteer or donate, they can be reached at 970-773-8290. Thank you for tuning into Local Motion. I'm Allie Lightfoot.